Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Co-Intelligence by Ethan Mollick. Sophie, have you recovered from the existential whiplash yet?
Hi there, Sam. I'm still processing, honestly. This book is a wake-up call. It's not about how AI works under the hood, but how we should work with it. And Mollick's central idea is that we're not just using a tool, we're entering a relationship with a new kind of intelligence.
A relationship. That's the word that got me. He's saying we need to treat AI as a partner, not a slave or a master. And that's a hard mental shift for me, because I'm used to thinking of tech as something I control.
Right. And he grounds it in the sudden leap of GPT-4. It wasn't a slow evolution, it was a rupture. One day machines could reason, write poetry, code, and hold a conversation. Mollick says that feels magical, but also unsettling.
And that's why he gives us 4 rules. The first one is radical. Always invite AI to the table. For any task, any problem, just consider if AI could help. Don't assume you know its limits, because these systems are generalists of breathtaking scope.
It's a mindset of radical openness. But then the second rule is the counterbalance, be the human in the loop. Never leave AI unattended, because these systems are jagged in their capabilities. Brilliant one moment, profoundly stupid the next.
Jagged is such a good word, and he says to treat it like a brilliant but slightly unhinged in turn. Super fast, vast knowledge, but needs constant supervision and fact-checking. You're the editor, the curator, the responsible party.
Exactly. And the third rule is the most counterintuitive. Treat AI like a person, but tell it what kind of person it is. You give it a persona. You are a world-class marketing expert or a skeptical historian. That dramatically improves the output.
So you're not just being polite to a machine. You're giving it constraints to perform at its best. It's like managing a team member, not typing a command. I tried that with a prompt for a birthday speech, and it was night and day.
And then the fourth rule is the one that really stuck with me. Assume this is the worst AI you will ever use. The pace of improvement is exponential, so the model that impresses you today will be primitive in a year or two.
That changes everything about how you build habits. Don't get attached to a specific model or workflow. Keep things flexible, keep experimenting, because the skills you learn now with a mediocre AI will be invaluable later.
He applies these rules to education, work, and creativity. He talks about AI as a personal tutor for every student, a Socratic partner that adapts to individual learning styles. And in the workplace, it's not about replacing jobs, but augmenting creative work.
And then there's the part about the average becoming the floor. A mediocre writer can instantly become a good one with AI. That's a huge leveling force, but it also creates pressure. If everyone can produce above average work, how do you stand out?
That's the question. The value of raw human output may plummet, but the value of insight, judgment, and guiding the AI towards something truly novel will skyrocket. You're not competing with AI on its terms. You're using it to push your own work higher.
And he doesn't ignore the dangers. Misinformation, job loss, the alignment problem. He's not a techno-optimist or a doomsayer. He's a realist. The path forward isn't to stop the technology, but to engage with it critically and ethically.
Yes, and that's what I love about this book. It reframes the whole conversation. It's not about what AI can do to us, but what we can do with it. It's a guide to a new kind of literacy, collaboration with a non-human mind.
For me, the takeaway is agency. Stop being a passive observer. Start being an active participant. Keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the horizon. We're learning to dance with a new kind of intelligence, and this book is the best guide I've found.
And if you want to explore more ideas like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the future isn't a battle between human and machine. It's a dance, and we're all learning the steps. COINTELLIGENCE is your invitation to the floor. We'll see you in the next one.